Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
We have missed you. We are so happy that you are back with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I'm saying this in a room of people that have been on many podcasts and have podcasts, but I am so grateful. I feel like you are the best podcast audience ever because you have a relationship with me. You communicate, you tell us what you're looking for, you reach out to the speakers. That's exactly what I want you to do, and tell them how they've inspired you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And you today are going to feel so inspired, so motivated, so educated, so fulfilled that it is going to make you feel like you're going to get off this show and go book yourself to go stand on some stage and tell people what it is you are all about in your world. And the reason why you're going to do that is because we have a room full of people that are doing exactly that. Many ways these women are changing the world, but they are standing up, speaking up, and showing up. Oh, how did I fit that in? To get onto stages and get onto summits, and they are speaking and they are sharing. And you know, there's nothing more powerful than being able to share your message on a one-to-many, because we've all been in a room, we've all read a book, we've all heard something from someone that literally changed how we think. And when you change how you think and you see a different reality, even to the story that you thought about something, it changes everything. It changes your energy. It changes how you walk. It changes how you perceive things. And it really makes a difference. And I bet if we went around this room and ask yourself this, was there ever anything that I heard, even 30 seconds out of an hour presentation, that made me do my business different, that made me think different, that made me parent different, that made me love different, that made me do something different about my health and probably your wealth? And so I'm on a little, you know, poetic rhyme this morning. Anyways, you are going to stand up, speak up, and show up after this. You're going to go do something brave, because this is what these women do all day long. Bravery is actually their business. They could all say, I speak on bravery. So we're going to get to know these incredible women. And Kathy, let's start with you. So if you could please share with us kind of where you're from, what you do speak on, and what was the moment you decided that you were going to be a speaker?
Yes, I'm Kathy Holt, and I go between Connecticut and New York City. And I speak about women who are stepping into their leadership by discovering their path to their zone of their greatest influence. And I stepped into speaking because I love the energy, the power of connection, the truth telling, and seeing women actually stepping into leadership.
All right. Way to kick it off. And Linda.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me. I'm Linda SK, and I live in Maryland. I'm an advocate, actually, for teens and 20-somethings. So I speak about root causes of anxiety in kids, along with offering real solutions and real prevention. So parents can learn to confidently support their children in becoming who they're meant to be, which allows them to live authentically instead of chasing other people's rules around success. And I'd have to say, speaking chose me. Honestly, it was a natural transition about a year ago from one-on-one coaching. And I was having such a huge impact in on families, working with them. And that's when I knew, you know, I just had to take the stage and get my message out. So when I let go of what I thought my business should look like, speaking felt like more of a, you know, just a better way to reach more people and more parents.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Heather, so good to say you.
It's been a while. My name is Heather Taylor D'Amico, and I live in Mount Shasta, California. Some would say I live all over the world. And what I speak about, really the five elements of you. It's about finding that core foundation fundamental that's needed for anybody and everybody, no matter what their path is. You'll find a consistency through all things in life, and the five elements are a crucial aspect of finding that. So that is what I'm here doing and how I came into speaking. Oh my gosh. I actually started doing panels when I was 14 years old. I was emancipated and came out of the foster system. I was helping other kids my age to find their path, and it grew and evolved over the decades.
Wow. So interesting, right? So interesting. Susan, how about yourself?
So, I started speaking when I was just kind of transitioning out of doing medical sales and medical sales management. And the first courses I did were for training reps on OR protocols and things. And I was getting paid like $16,000 to put on a talk and a workshop. And it was awesome, except for one problem. I was bored with my own material. I was a horrible speaker on that stuff. And I just thought, this isn't really what I want to do. And then I went and ventured into doing live trainings in small groups and for businesses and on sales and customer service and loved it. And so now my trainings and my talks are all on communication. And it's, communication for business, for corporate culture, for relationships. And it's the same principles that go whether you're doing personal or professional. It's all the same principles that apply. And of course, it starts with recognizing yourself inside, really being able to get centered and aware, and then to be able to be in order to be able to connect with others and allow them to be. And so that's really what my speaking is about now. And I truly prefer smaller groups, maximum 50 people, because you get a social engagement and you get a lot of perspective thrown in. And at the same time, it's a small enough group that you can actually truly make a difference, as opposed to, a Tony Robbins talk to a group of, thousands of people where you can't truly connect with everyone.
Thank you. That's so interesting. I love this. Trish, what about yourself?
Hi, I'm Trish Springsteen. I'm from Queensland, Australia, way down the bottom of the world. And I'm an inspirational speaker, speaking mostly about helping you to own your uniqueness and have the courage to stand up and speak about your message, your advocacy, your book, whatever it is that you want to speak about, but knowing that you can have that confidence to do it. I take you from fear to being able to have that confidence to speak. And how did I become a speaker? That's because I said yes. I said yes to walking into a door over 30 years ago. And I did not realize that that door was going to take me to having my own business and to having the courage to speak and to realize I had stories to share. And that if I didn't do that, I was being selfish because someone somewhere out there would need to hear what I have to say. And if I don't have the courage to stand up and speak, they'll never hear that. So that's how I got into speaking.
Ooh, I love that. I said yes. We could get some t-shirts for some of these things. I said yes. All right, Brandy, and for yourself.
I'm Brandy Cox. I live in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm from pretty much everywhere. And let's see, I speak to help entrepreneurs improve their business. So I talk about, the things that keep entrepreneurs from excelling to that next level in their business. Primarily not being the visionary and working as the VA in on their business instead of working for their business instead of on their business. And what brought me to speaking was I also said yes. I heard somebody speak and was like, I need to be doing this. This is how I'm going to reach more people. This is how I'm going to really up level my own business.
Wow, so many different ways to find our path. So many different ways. And we know, our audience is predominantly the same people that we're talking to. And someone's going to say that exact same thing after listening to this. All right. So look at standing up, getting out there, going on stage, preparing materials, getting through all the things that you do psychologically. I'd love to hear, what do you do to take care of yourself to get yourself in the game to speak? How do you, right? Because it's not just like you find that decision, you stay up late on a Thursday night to write out your material. Like, what are you doing for yourself on the inside, more of that taking care of you
to be able to have you go on stage after stage after stage after stage in front of people, in front of people, in front of people, in front of people. Some people would fall over, right? And it's a mind game, and it's a take care of your body game. So Kathy, again, I'm going to start with you. What do you do?
Okay, yeah, you mentioned that I have three speaking engagements today, so I might fall over by the end of the day. But what I do, I think what is super important is to know myself and to really take the time to reflect on what it is I stand for, what it is I want to accomplish. And my mission is really to open up spaces for women to be heard, for women to share stories, and for women to learn from each other. So speaking is the best way I can figure out to do that. And reaching larger audiences, you know, even though I wrote a book, you know, not everybody reads the book, but people will get on a podcast, or they'll listen to a keynote, and they'll hopefully gather something of some gem of wisdom that will help them in finding their voice and stepping into their leadership.
All right. So what I heard there is know yourself, know yourself. So for you, that's important. And Linda.
I love that. I will piggyback. So the nerves used to be pretty bad, you know, and it's being still and quiet is really helpful for me, and just trusting that what is going to come out of my mouth is meant for the audience in that moment, right? And I found just being able to tell your story from your heart, it takes away the pressure of having to remember what you're trying to say. But honestly, my favorite thing to do is just really ground and be still and quiet. And it's in those moments where I get the most inspiring ideas. And it's where I can hear the whispers of my intuition guiding me to what's next. So I really believe that our outer success mirrors our inner world. So I spend time there and just knowing that whatever is to come is meant to be.
Awesome. Well, that's pretty self-explanatory. And Heather, for yourself, what do you do to take care of yourself?
Well, first I want to say, such beautiful women. And yes, whatever we are inside is how we externally experience our life. So thank you for bringing that into the awareness. For me, it's really about, I do a lot of different speakings in a lot of different ways. Sometimes I'm with hundreds, sometimes I'm with thousands, sometimes I'm with a small group. So it's really just about putting myself on a shelf and really just tuning into the moment and being aware of, where am I? What is the moment and now? And am I showing up in my way? Am I just being me? Because whatever comes out is going to be organically in the flow because I live it. I'm not clocking in or clocking out. This is simply me being me. And if that's the case, then whatever comes out is perfect.
Fantastic. And Susan, what do you do to take care of yourself, to be the speaker?
So I have a really different perspective on self-care because I also work in regenerative medicine, not as a doctor, but on the industry side. And so first of all, I've always had access to like the latest and greatest regenerative things. So for example, over the past year, I've reversed Hashimoto's, and in the past 3 months, you know, dropped 30 pounds. My hormones have gone not only normal, but, you know, my estrogen went from below 0.5, which the Western medicine will say is normal for post-menopause, and I'm 58, but I'm now at 155. And so just the, you know, I'm off all hormones, I'm off all medications again. And I, you know, the thing I hated about Hashimoto's was being told I now had to take medication for the rest of my life. Well, I don't believe in taking anything. So the regenerative medicine side is number one, self-care for me. And then equal to that is exercise. And equal to that is meditation, relaxation. And all of that truly stems from I truly listen, and you got to throw logic aside, I believe, and really kind of listen to what the universe is sending your way. And so in my case, these are all things that have been sent my way. You know, I get to play competitive volleyball at 58 years old,
I can still beat teenagers and college students, on my good days. And so I'm playing 2-on-2 beach volleyball at a highly competitive level at the same time as, having the access to regenerative medicine, which certainly helps in that area. And all of this keeping alive and youthful, and the energy that I have from it allows me to speak and to author and to do so many other things.
Well, I love this because we're covering it from all different angles, right? How we're caring for ourselves, how we're listening, downloading, messaging, what it is that we're going to share. Thank you, Trish.
Well, as an introvert and a massive introvert, and way back in the Jurassic period, I was also a very shy introvert. One of the things that I do, there's two things I do. One is I realize that it's not about me. It is never about me when I get up to speak. It's
That's right.
about the few words that I might need to say that someone needs to hear. And when those little negative voices come in, I use my 60 seconds of insane courage. So it's 20 seconds to acknowledge that I'm hearing things that says I'm not good enough, and who am I to speak, and why should I get up and speak, and who wants to listen to you anyway? And then 20 seconds to say stop. Take a deep breath and say, I am good enough. I am awesome. I have something to say, and I'm here to say it. And then 20 seconds to smile. Just smile. Say yes and get up and speak.
So good. So good. Okay, Brandy, and for yourself, your
Well,
self-care.
everybody else pretty much covered most of it. I'm a disabled combat vet, and I'm sick in bed quite often. That's why I built a team and software and everything to kind of run without me. And that means that I don't have to worry about if the business is running because it doesn't need me. And the only part that I'm really responsible for is the speaking. And so I get up and speak. I basically follow kind of like the spoon theory, where it's like, I have to ration my energy, and I have to make sure that I'm not overwhelming myself and going to put myself in bed for a week by overdoing it. So for me, it's just, being really, really cautious and strategic about what I'm doing, and not just saying, I don't say yes to everything, because I have to be very careful how I plan everything out and make sure that I have lots of rest every day. Lots of water, lots of water, lots of electrolytes, just doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right on. So I'm hearing all sorts of things. I'm hearing like meditation. I'm hearing take care of your body. I'm hearing confidence. I'm hearing knowing yourself. I'm hearing knowing what it is that you're going to share and then being open to that shifting if that so much comes out of your mouth because it's impressing upon someone that needs it to be pressed upon. And I think all of those elements, as someone who does a little bit of speaking, I can relate to absolutely everybody. I mean, one of the things that I do myself is there's some presentations I've done for 20 years. I still write it out. Psychologically, there's something about writing it out the night before and then I put it aside. And it calms that part of me that's still like, are you going to add something new? Or are you going to, I just write it out and then I go to the balcony and then I pray and I do my thing. Right? This is what I think they should hear. What do you think they should hear? And I'm with you, Susan. And I live a nutraceutical, a very good nutraceutical world to keep my body strong and my brain strong and all the things. So that's amazing. I'm going to ask you a question that I think is, again, really important for you to be able to share because I know that we hope, we want, and we know that we have made impact. I would love for you to share. There's two things that come with that, right? We talked a lot about, getting yourself ready and then taking the risk to go. I'm going to ask you, what's one of the coolest things that's happened for you in relationship to you speaking or you sharing? It could be someone that's come up and said something. It was because you had your own personal cool moment, like you had your own revelation. Didn't really matter about the audience. Kind of like, Susan, you're going and getting a paycheck. You're like, yeah, I don't even like my own material. So those moments, but what was something cool that really happened to you that made made this whole speaking thing really worth it for you, Kathy?
Well, I think, and actually it involves you, Deb, is that through all my speaking, I was offered the opportunity to do a TV show with Women's Channel on Easy Way TV, where I actually now will interview other women who are leaders to find out what's their journey been like, what is their challenges, what have they learned, what can they share with women aspiring to level up to elevate their leadership. And I think it came, my ability to say yes to that came from doing so much speaking on stages, whether in person or virtual, and being very comfortable with what I have to offer. Like Trish said, whatever I say, somebody hopefully will get a gem from it and actually, might start thinking it differently or taking a different path. So that is really one of the biggest surprises, I guess you could say, and biggest challenges that I have taken on. And it's because of my ability or comfortability is probably the better word with speaking now on all different stages.
Oh, right on. Well, I mean, I got to do a shout out. Kathy's show is called Holt Talks the Lead, and it is all about women in leadership. And I'm super excited. And yeah, we have these unforeseen surprises, right? Who knew? Who knew you? Who knew me? Who knew? I have a woman's channel one day. That's awesome. We're looking forward to that. Okay. Linda, for you, cool experience.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So I used to think, we have to have it all figured out. We had to have the perfect business and the perfect image and all the things. And through my journey, I really got used to not caring what other people think about what I share. And I found the coolest thing to be my vulnerability becoming my greatest strength. That I'm okay showing up and saying, I'm in the messy middle. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with sharing, stories about my life and our struggles as parents. And I think that that really has transformed my business. And so, yeah, I think that was a really cool thing just to realize that people connect with you in those vulnerable places.
Wow, beautiful. Well said. Heather.
I'm loving coming after Linda because it resonates so deeply with your walk of life. For me, man, there has been many magical moments in my life on this journey, and I think one of the biggest ones is how my family and my team comes together for me as I expand, and I'm expanding very quickly. Because my mission, and I know, Deb, you know a lot about my personal journey and how I arrived in this space, is really to show up and reach as many people as possible that are facing their ego or they are facing inner challenges. And for me, before I was married, I was a single mom, five kids, trying to get out of a wheelchair, getting over graves, the whole thing, and then surviving from dying. So there's so many layers that I recognize that my walk, just by me being vulnerable, just by me being myself, allowed other people to come up and say, "Oh my gosh, I now see what I need to do. And thank you for being so vulnerable." And I'm a crier. So, and I'm an open crier because it's just who I am. I'm a big ball of love. And being able to give that to the audience and to the people that are coming in that really just need to understand that they're not alone, I think is one of the most powerful blessings of what I do.
Wow. I'm the audience must be in awe at this point about this group of incredible women have come together this for me this morning. Susan, thank you, Heather.
Yeah, I don't even know how to follow Heather. My goodness.
Well, it looks like there's a lot of healing that's going on in our, in this session today, but I'm sure there's been some cool moments. I think even the epiphany that you had, come on, who is going to stand there and admit, I'm speaking, I'm getting paid some good money, and it's not doing it for me. That's a very, very cool inner
Seriously.
moment. But yeah.
Yes.
But you know, the probably for me, like the most amazing realization, I went in and worked with a group in Marina del Rey on a regular basis. It was an ongoing contract. And when I arrived, I was working with their retail sales team. And so I'd come in twice a week and work with them for a few hours. And it was cool that I learned a lot about natural healing, you know, having come from a medical device world, you know, and because when things got busy, I'd help them on the floor and then I'd go back to training them. And I had to know the products to really help train them for what they were doing. And then the most amazing thing happened after 2 months of kind of helping them. When it came in, their greatest concern was all the angry customers. Well, when I was able to help them understand that two things would happen. A, somebody might come in and they might be experiencing anger, but it wasn't, you know, directed at them necessarily. It just appeared that way. And number two, based on how they responded to a customer, they could create an angry customer or they could resolve it. And so we were able to help them understand how to be in order to receive without judgment, and without being triggered, so that they were then able to come from the perspective of, wow, you know, what's happening for this person and how can I help them? And then understanding how to respond to them in a way that helped bring their anger down and allow them to release and to understand that you truly were there to help them. And that although you might not be able to do exactly what they were asking, here's what you're able to do to help them. And it was kind of a funny thing. After 2 months, there just weren't any more angry customers. They just somehow just disappeared.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Oh my goodness. Thank you so
That's
much.
really awesome.
Yeah. Trish?
Oh, coolest thing. I think every day that I get up and being able to say I can share my stories, that the people that may want to hear what I have to say, that I get asked to speak, every day I can do that. That's cool because 30 years ago, I didn't think I could speak. I didn't think I had stories. I didn't think I was inspirational. So each step on that journey, I think, has been cool. And the coolest moment, I think so far, one of the coolest moments, is winning an Inspirational Woman's Award. Because I didn't think I had stories. I was an introvert. I could train, I did a bit of speaking, but I didn't see myself as being inspirational. I know I had loads of testimonials and I had people who would come up and say, wow, what you said has touched me. But I didn't think I was inspirational. For me, inspirational people were those who had overcome huge journeys and had life-changing things. And yeah, I had breast cancer and I lost our son to suicide. But I wasn't inspirational until I got nominated for an inspirational award, which I came that close to not accepting the nomination because I didn't think I was. And that taught me that people see me differently to how I see me. And it really taught me that I could not be selfish. I could not negate people's thoughts. If people think I'm inspirational, then I need to accept that with grace and acknowledge that that's their viewpoint. And that to me is the coolest thing that I have learned in my journey, to be able to accept with gratitude and not negate what people say.
Wow. Well, you're the perfect confidence coach. I mean, that's for sure. Oh my gosh, and congratulations. Congratulations on that award. I know the story of the award and you came very close, right? And who knew? That was fantastic. It's such a great story. And Brandy, for yourself, some cool moments.
So when I, you know, when I was in the military and in corporate, people would always walk up to me and say, "Oh my gosh, you saved my job, or you saved my career, or you saved my life, or whatever," because I was able to use the system and the software, or come up with some ingenious little tech trick or whatever, and it made their lives that much easier. So when I started working with entrepreneurs, Basically, I was like, if I could do this for free, I would, because I could just live off of that gratitude and appreciation, because that's really all I'm looking for in the world. And so one of the coolest things is when somebody comes to me and they're like, I have been recommended to you by like five different people. And I'm like, yes. And I'm like, I'm making the impact. I'm getting out there. I'm speaking. And the stuff that we come up with to help these entrepreneurs is helping them so much that they're referring people. And so almost all of my clients come from referrals because my clients are happy. And so I'm like, yay. And that is always what the coolest part to me is, just that knowing that I'm helping people with their businesses, helping them become self-reliant, helping them make the money they were wanting to make.
This is so poetic. This is, I think, one of the most poetic podcasts that we've had on the show for a while, where it's just, I mean, honestly, first of all, it flows. Everything you say leads to what the next person is saying, and it's just bountiful. It's just bountiful. I mean, I was going to kind of wrap up with going around the room and then just reminding, because I think it's been so poetic. It's taking people into this really almost like personal development workshop. Right, and being inspired. So let's go around the room. I think people have heard about, overcoming risk, what to do to take care of yourself to be a speaker, who you all are as speakers. We're going to have everything that we have in the show notes for people to reach out to, and our audience knows to reach out and to go to your social. And so we'll have all of that there, so that they can start to follow you and listen to all the things that you do, whether it's on stage or otherwise, because I know all of you do all sorts of really beautiful things like books and classes and courses and travels and many different things, TV shows. So if we could just go around the room, and I know that many of you speak on more than one thing, let's keep it to a couple of things, not to overload the prefrontal cortex of all of our listeners, but two things. If someone was looking for someone to come to speak to their group or to mentor or to hire as a coach to be able to help them do what they're doing in their business today, what is it that is your two key factors that you love getting up on the stage and rocking the world with? Kathy, back to you. Oh, Kathy, you're muted. So that's not a good stage.
Sorry. For me, yeah, that's not a good speaker technique, is it? But for me, the things are all intertwined, and kind of the big umbrella would probably be just empowering and encouraging, coaching women to step into leadership. We all have what it takes to be leaders, but for so long, through brainwashing, social conditioning, whatever you want to call it, or just barriers we face in the world, we have been conditioned to kind of stay silent, to stay in the background, to not be too aggressive, but lead, but speak, but be liked, and all those messages that we get. And so everything I talk about is how to overcome those inner messages that are blocking women from speaking and really discovering their strengths, their vision, their values, so that when they start deciding on what they want to present in the world and how they want to present in the world, that they do it through a lens of their vision, their values, their strengths, and what impact they want to have. So all of my speaking topics revolve around those basic premises, because you can take it in a lot of different directions, because it's really pretty broad. But depending on the audience and depending on the level of leadership that women are already on their pathways, I can adjust to, but always center on stepping into your leadership.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Linda.
So, two main platforms, parenting, coaching, and being an advocate for teens and 20-somethings really was born from my own personal frustration with the fact that the medical community doesn't know what to do when a child says the word stress. So, our physician, pediatrician, had recommended that my son put the suicide prevention hotline number into his phone because he said he was stressed about getting up at 5:30 in the morning. And it was a really powerful moment because then I had to manage that. He was sad that she thought that and scared that I might be thinking that. And knowing our children and how we parent them, I knew she didn't know what she was talking about. So
I won't get on the soapbox, but that's,
Your
you know,
topic is.
understanding, understanding, you know, the nervous system. All roads lead to Rome, and the Rome is the nervous system. So whether we're regulating before we get on stage, whether we're regulating before we respond to a client, an angry client, or our child, it really is a mission of mine to help parents see that they can prevent normal childhood anxiety. Because I'm talking about a very unique niche, you know, not, don't want to get into that whole area of mental health, but people experience anxiety because they're being pulled so far away from who they truly are. And that starts when we're very small, when we're young children. So that's a big platform. The second one is about understanding that when we as human beings come to the age of 50, there's an actual astrological reason why we feel unease and unrest. It's called the Chiron return. And I love this because it's all about answering your calling. So you spend your whole life doing blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you get tapped on the shoulder by the wand of the awakening fairy. And you're like, what's this? I'm meant for more. I'm supposed to be doing something else. And then you're not crazy. It's really a thing. So
That's a
I
good
love
testament.
helping
You're not
people
crazy.
understand, yeah, that it's a real thing and you're okay. And let's figure out what you're here to do.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Heather, I know it's tough. It's right. It's tough to like nail it down to one or two, but because we make such a varied impact.
Well, yeah, because there's so many layers just even in one thing. But the two focuses that I feel is really on point right now is self-awareness, which is about being selfful. You know, are you selfless? Are you in a selfish space? Or are you in a self-full space where it's a balance of both? A lot of us that are people that want to give, we tend to overgive, or we tend to completely come inside and become that introvert. So really being able to learn that self-awareness is a huge, huge part of being able to shift how we're experiencing our external self. The second one is master teaching. What is it to be a master teacher? All of my students, they have a midterm. I have a 16-week course, and their midterm is to write an essay on what it is to be a master teacher. And for me, the answer, the short answer, is being a master student and being able to be teachable. So when I do my classes, I actually do the homework with every single one of my students online. And I feel like that's really powerful because I lead by example and I learn so much from everybody and it's so amazing. So it's really powerful. What is it to be a master teacher? And am I in self-awareness? Am I being a self-full person today? And I think that's really powerful and important right now with what's going on in the world.
Very beautiful. Thank you so much. And Susan, what you rocking the stage with, girl?
So first of all, Linda, I so had to laugh. You know, your 50s is when, you know, the calling comes. And it's kind of interesting. Like there was this hint when I was 18. And when I was 18, I had, you know, I was speaking to the college, you know, volleyball coach. And he told me he hated coaching because you spend your entire time mastering the potential of others. And I thought, wow, like, wouldn't that be a great career? Mastering yourself through mastering the potential of others. I just thought that would be amazing. And then, you know, in my 30s, you know, there was the, oh, you know, we need to handle this piece of issue, you know, with the medical device reps. And, you know, there was a missing piece where they were really a health risk, a risk in many ways, liability wise and safety in the hospitals. And so I brought about awareness of that. And it's like, well, then I became bored with that material though. And then I was like, you know, I need to go back to that voice from when I was 18. I need to really now focus on maximizing the potential of others. And so for me, it's like in everything I do, like I've never really, you know, in sales, I never worried about what was going to get me the most money. I thought about what the customers would need the most, and I was, you know, felt the money would come. And in the regenerative medicine space, I still do that. I still work in regenerative medicine. I still do sales, and I, you know, work with a product that is, you know, the most newest form of regenerative medicine above and beyond what stem cells and exosomes do. And so that's very exciting for me. But it's really all about in anything I do, how do I help others and maximize others' potential, whether it's their health, their speaking, their business. But more than anything, the base of everything is communication. And whether it's your relationship with your children or your spouse, your relationship with your coworkers or your boss, or whether it's world peace, it's all going to come down to communication and the ability to have these conversations and setting judgment aside.
So thank you so much. And Trish.
I speak about so many things. And at the heart of it, it's about helping people to celebrate their uniqueness and own who they are. I have people come to me and say, I want to speak just like that person. And they get shocked when I say, no, I won't teach you to speak like that person. Why? Because you are not that person. I will teach you to be you, only more you. And most of my speaking that I do comes from that. It's also helping them to realize that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect in this world. We have so many people want us to be perfect, and it's so freaking boring, because if you're perfect, you've got nowhere else to go. So I help people to understand you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be you and take imperfect action. And you can speak, because if I can, and I'm an introvert, if I can speak and own what I do, then every single other person in this world can speak and own their uniqueness. And that's what my speaking's about. Whatever topic I speak on, it's helping people to realize who they are.
Beautiful. And Brandy, you get to put a big red bow on this big gift today.
I think I also got the call pretty early in my life. I have been, I programmed computers since the 80s and building websites since the 90s. And I've been fascinated with tech. And I think it's heavily due to I'm autistic and I think like a computer. And so what I speak about is I want to make sure that entrepreneurs can have the easy way to do business, and it is done simply and strategically and effectively, instead of just all of the busy work that they've been, you know, told online or whatever. But then I also make sure that they implement fun into it, and that they turn it into a game, and that they that their clients love to play the game, that they're, you know, they're taking all of the stuff that you guys teach and turning it into a game, so that the clients actually enjoy it and love doing the work. Because I think we've all seen how clients will, they'll start pretty strong and then they die off like a New Year's resolution. And I'm like, no, they need that. They need that transformation that we're all teaching. So we need to get it through to them. And so by adding fun and strategically putting dopamine in there, that's really the key. So that's where I'm like, all right, that's how I can help out. So.
That's amazing. I think we should make that for your media title. You know, as a media person, I always hear things when people talk and like, don't die off like a New Year's resolution. That's a perfect title for a speech, and you've got a presentation coming up. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. Look, audience, you've heard some really powerful things here today. Reach out. You will also find a number of these women have their presentations. A number of these women have graced or will be gracing by the time you read this, the 262 summits. And you can go to devdrummond.com, where you can go if you want to be sitting where these wonderful women are sitting, and you want to be on this stage, you want to be on the stage, you want to be on the TV stage, whatever you want. But go and find each of these women's episodes on the women's channel, because it is there for you to go and listen to. And that's my invitation to everyone that's listening today, is to take the advice of these incredible women and speak up wherever. You may never want to be a speaker. You might be listening and going, wow, this is kind of cool, not for me, but speak up somewhere. You know, take some of this juice and take some of this passion and take some of this advice. And, you know, like Heather talking, like, love yourself more and reach out and all of the things that you heard here today. Take something and actualize it and put it into course of action. So thank you so much, ladies, for being on Mission Accepted today. The call out for anyone that wants to be is alive and there. And I know that this show is going to be going over and over and over again and being seen all in the world. So whenever, however, this lands for you, make sure that you reach out and see what these women are doing at that date. Because I think it's super interesting when some of my podcast listeners, they come back to me, they're like, I heard this show, you know, and they're talking like 2 years ago. And I'm like, yeah, the contact information's still there. You'll have to see if they're doing the same thing. So thank you so much today. And we're going to end this with you putting messages on. We have this beautiful 262 Facebook page. And is a page for the world to go participate in. So I invite all my podcast guests, all my podcast listeners to go there. And these ladies will go there and put their information more in detail. We'll have it in the show notes, but they're going to have something there for you to go and play and listen and hear from. So thank you for being part of my day, my beautiful morning, my guests. Thank you for my listeners for always tapping in. Do the one nice thing for Mission Accepted Podcast and all of its guests and share the episode. Share the episode. And if you want to come share on our stage, you know that we're here. Okay, thank you. And with that, I always will tell you the same thing. I want you to be well and I want you to stay groovy. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you.